And on August 1st, the Bangladesh concert is held at Madison Square Garden. The program was initiated and prepared by George and Ravi Shankar.
The beauty of that concert was that it was all just so rushed and so spontaneous. And once you get into planning like a tour, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that, loses the appeal.
The concert raises $255,971 for relief in Bangladesh. In August, John and Yoko settle in New York, and Paul forms a group called Wings. He says, before we settled on the name, we were nearly called the Dazzlers, with big sequin jackets and drainpipe pants.
You know, the idea is just to get a good band that we can go around and play with, you know, so I'm not against, tight on a format or anything. I don't want 3, 4, 5, or, you know, it can be as many as you like, as long as it ends up sounding like a good band.
On October 8th, John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band released the album Imagine. The LP, produced by Phil Spector, John, and Yoko, was less intense, actually pastoral in feel compared to the last effort. It was well received at the time and featured more of the melodic side of John Lennon. It was done during what some people call John's white period, white clothes, pianos, and rooms. The title track has become one of John's most well-known solo works, expressing a utopian future without war, greed, or famine, but with an underlining feel of futility. He even got the chance to sing it at the United Nations, showing a lot of personal power and sincere commitment. The song was originally inspired by Yoko's book Grapefruit. In it are a lot of pieces saying, imagine this, imagine that.
Imagine if the American army stayed in bed for a week and the Vietnamese army, or Nixon and Kosygin and Chairman Mao. Imagine it if the whole world stayed in bed.